Before we start today's episode, I just want to give a special shout out to somebody who gave me the suggestion for the movie for the last episode we just did, Tales from the Dark Side. A co-worker of mine named Corey. Thank you, Corey. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this one. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Video Store Podcast. My name is Nick, and I like movies. Thank you again for joining us as we visit the local video store in Northeast Pennsylvania, aka my entertainment room, where we select a movie from the collection, watch it, then talk about it. On certain occasions, I'll be joined by a guest, a fellow movie fan who may or may have not seen this movie before. From there, we'll give our review about the movie we saw, what we liked, and what we didn't, with a little information about the film, its stars, director, and other fun facts. This podcast will release a new episode every month with a new film to discuss. With our reviews and thoughts on the film, I hope they will entice you to watch the movie for yourself, and then you can form your own opinions about the movie from there. Welcome back, everybody, to another podcast episode. We're still in that spooky season, everybody. The leaves are changing, the temperature's dropping, and soon we'd be losing an hour, actually gaining an hour of sleep. We fall back with the daylight saving times coming up in November. But being we're still in October, we're going to watch another scary movie. Maybe a spooky one this time, a little thought-provoking one. So let's see what we got. Let's go over to our thriller section. What we got? What we got? Oh, here's a good one. Aha! We've picked the one coming to us based on a book by noted author Agatha Christie. Now, this one is called And Then There Were None, the 1945 version. Again, And Then There Were None is based on the book with an original title called 10 Little Indians. Now, this book I have personally read back when I was in school. In high school, I read this book. And then I found this movie and started watching it. It's a great, great movie. If you're into whodunits or murder mysteries, this is definitely one for you to watch. A more modern take on this genre would be the movie Knives Out with Christopher Plummer. That's a good one as well. But today we're talking about the 1945 version of And Then There Were None. Now, there are other versions of this movie. There one came out in 1974 called The 10 Little Indians. There's also a TV miniseries, And Then There Were None, which came out in 2015. So it goes by a couple different names. And then there's the original, And Then There Were None. And that one came out in 1965. So there's a bunch of that one's a little more recognizable. But this one, in my opinion, is the better out of the choices that we have for this. Little backstory on the movie itself. You have 10 people on an isolated island, and they all start to die mysteriously, one by one. Now, as we as an audience are trying to figure out how they died, what is the reason and how did they die? Now, the way it works in this story is it's based on there's a poem, all right? Poem called The 10 Little Indians. And in the poem, it tells how each and every per Indian died. And then you see it reflect on the characters in the movie. So that's why it's a little mysterious at times, and it makes sense with each character disappearing. Now, these are the characters that and the actors who are in this movie. You have Walter Hudson, who plays Dr. Armstrong, Barry Fitzgerald, who plays Judge Francis, who you might recognize Barry Fitzgerald from The Quiet Man, the movie with John Wayne in it. He plays Micheline in that one. You have Lewis Hayward, who plays Philip Lombard. He's one of the main actors in this movie. Roland Young, who plays Detective Blore. You have June Dupres, who plays Vera Claythorne. You have, I'm going to butcher this name, you have Mincha Artyor, who plays Prince Nikita Starloff. You have C. Aubrey Smith, who plays General Sir John Mandrake. You have Judith Anderson, who plays Emily Brent. You have Richard Hayden, who plays Thomas Rogers. Queenie Leonard, who plays Ethel Rogers. And finally, you have Harry Thurston, who plays Fred Narraqat. Now, Fred Narraqat's character, the character Fred Narraqat, he's not involved with the deaths. He's the boat driver. Now, on to the way this goes. So, two of those people are the housekeepers of the house. So, eight guests were invited to come to the house, and you have the two house guests there, and they are, that's how all 10 people fall into place. Now, the reason why all those people were summoned there were because they have all been accused of murder in some way, and they must atone for their sins. So what happens is that's how they all get introduced to each other, by finding out that they're all murderers in some way, shape, or form. And even though that they all deny it, they still are brought together by common theme, murder. And they are brought together by the host, Mr. Owen. But in all true force fashion, when it comes to these murder mysteries, Mr. Owen is late to the party. Now, the way it's going to work is we don't know who Mr. Owen is, and you never find out who Mr. Owen is until the end of the movie. And his anagram that he goes by when he invites everybody, it's UN Owen, also known as Unknown, Mr. Unknown. And that keeps the intrigue as a viewer into the movie. 10 little Indians, each one dies in a specific way. Now, the way they die is based on the poem that is repeated a lot throughout the movie. And here's the poem. I'm going to read it out so you all kind of understand where I'm coming from. Ten little Indian boys went out to dine. One choked his little self, and then there were nine. Nine little Indian boys sat up very late. One overslept himself, and then there were eight. Eight little Indian boys traveling in Devon. One said he'd stay there, and then there were seven. Seven little Indian boys chopping up sticks. One chopped himself in half, and then there were six. Six little Indian boys playing with a hive. Bumblebee stung one, and then there were five. Five little Indian boys going for law. One got into Chancery, and then there were four. Four little Indian boys going out to sea. A red herring swallowed one, and then there were three. Three little Indian boys walking in a zoo. A big bear hugged one, and then there were two. Two little Indian boys were out in the sun. One got all fizzled up, and then there was one. One little Indian boy left all alone. He went out and hanged himself, and then there were none. That is the poem that comes from Agatha Christie. And that is the whole the skeletal frame of the entire movie. Now, the way it goes, each character, almost each character, because you end up with two characters remaining at the end of it, spoilers, goes in each specific way. The first one choked himself, and then there were nine. The prince, he choked on it was a poison in his drink. Then one overslept. The wife of the housekeeper overdosed herself with sleeping pills, and she never woke up. Then one was traveling in Devon. He said he would stay there. And then there were seven. That one, I believe, was the. I believe that was Sir Matt, the general. The general's got was that one. One chopped himself in half was the butler. Playing with a hive, that was one of the women who injected herself with a poison, but then the way to show that it follows the poem, there was a bee in her room, so it looked like she got stung. Five little Indians left, one for law. The next one to disappear was the doctor, who they found his body down by. Oh, sorry, he's the one after that. The one they found next was the detective. Rocks fell on top of him. Then they found the doctor who was at the beach who drowned. Then one went out into the sun and got frizzled up, so one shot the other one. And then The last one was there. Supposedly they were supposed to hang themselves, but they come to find out that one of them was Mr. Owen, Mr. Unknown. And throughout the movie, you could kind of see who you think. You could place your own opinion and thought on who you think Mr. Owen is. But when we get to the end of the movie, it's a shocker for some people. Others, they kind of saw through all the smoke and mirrors and figured out that he was the murderer all along. Now, the reason why he became the murderer, why he became Mr. Owen, is because he got a diagnosis of his own death, and he himself had murdered somebody or a group of people, so he felt that he needed to be punished just like everyone else. But even though he is dying, he was the one who set everything up and planned this all out, follow the story of the poem of the 10 Little Indians. Then at the end, we find out that there was a double cross and that there were still two people left around to live to tell about it. And then the boat driver comes back to pick him up and take him back home. Now, a couple things to remember. Set in that time period, there's no cell phones. There's no house line. And the boat didn't come back for 3 or 4 days. So everyone was stuck there until the boat came back. But within that time period, everyone... eight people died in the process of waiting for the boat to come back. And I feel that fear was one of the major players when it came to this story. Fear, that's why a lot of people either died or were killed off. The fear got to them and did that to them. Fear it affects people differently. So I could see why that would be a reason or a cause for those incidents to happen. Now, the runtime of this movie, it's not that long of a movie. It's only an hour and 37 minutes. You can knock this out in an afternoon. I actually watched it yesterday. Great film. I liked it a lot. You can find this streaming a lot of places. You have Freevee, Plex, Prime Video, Roku, Tubi, Filmbox, or you can rent it off of Amazon. I have a physical copy of this, which I bought off of Amazon because I like my physical media and because streaming services are unreliable, especially up here in Northeast Pennsylvania where the internet's not the greatest and that doesn't work all the time. So, yeah, it's a fun movie. There's nothing bloody in it. There's no gore. So if you're squeamish, you don't have to worry about anything like that. Or if you want to watch it with somebody who's a little younger, it's okay to watch because they don't show, you know, anyone actually like doing anything to themselves or anything happening to them. It's all done through persuasion, through different perceptions like that. So they're able to get away with doing it, showing that people are dead, but not actually showing the act of them dying or the act of someone committing the murder. So it's a little safe in that area, but you know. I'd say give it a watch. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely a must watch. The other versions of And Then There Were None, I have not seen them yet, but I am looking forward to trying to watch the other ones, especially the 1974 version. That has Oliver Reed in it and Sir Richard Attenborough. Oliver Reed was in Tommy the Who, and he was also in the movie version of Oliver the Musical. And you have Richard Attenborough. Now, we all know Richard Attenborough. He played Santa in Miracle on 34th Street remake, and he also played John Hammond in Jurassic Park. He spared no expense. So, yeah, definitely I'm going to try to find that one. That one is a little more harder to come across. That one I think I might actually have to buy from Amazon as a physical copy because it's not showing up that it's streaming anywhere. Definitely a great movie. I give this one an 8 out of 10 when it comes to these type of movies. Like an older movie like this, it keeps you on the edge of your seat, but it doesn't traumatize you for life. Definitely a must watch. Check it out. You can knock it out within the day. Maybe even if you have all of them, you can watch all of them and compare them. If you haven't read the book yet, when it comes to most of the movies that we talk about here on this pod, on the show, and they're 9 times out of 10, they're all based on book or other works of literature. Always, if you're able to, always try to start with the source. If it's a book, read the book. If it's a manuscript, read the manuscript. Get a sense of what the writer was actually trying to portray at first, and then go to the movie and then see, compare and contrast if you want to. But definitely try to read the book for you. It's not a long read, but still, it helps you understand the characters and goes a little more depth with that as well. Also, when it comes to the other versions, the there's a TV miniseries version, which came out in 2015, and that stars you got Charles Dance from Game of Thrones, and you also have Sam Neill from Jurassic Park. So you have Jurassic Park people, and then there were none. So yeah, played Alan Grant. A lot of fun. So folks, as we grab our tape, we're going to see what we can find at the snack stand. I think this week, we'll go with Twizzler Bites. Yeah, get some Twizzler Bites there. And maybe I'll grab a Mountain Dew. Cold Red Mountain Dew. That sounds like a good combo tonight. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you get a chance to watch this movie. I definitely recommend it for anybody who likes movies, anyone who likes a little horror mystery. You don't have, again, like I said before, you don't have too many movies that do that nowadays. I mean, recently you had Knives Out, which is a murder mystery similar to this. So if you like that movie, you would definitely like this movie as well. Once again, thank you so much. Again, we're getting down towards Halloween. So again, try to watch as many spooky movies as you can. A bunch of great streaming services out there that have great horror movies and spooky thrillers, stuff like that. Or go to your local libraries and check out what they have. A lot of libraries now are selling DVDs and physical media. So pick up a copy of whatever you find. And it also helps support the libraries as well. They're important. Keep the libraries open. Make sure kids read books. It's important to do. Again, folks, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. Again, my name's Nick. I like movies. Thank you again. We look forward to having you back next time for another great film. So thank you so much. Good night. Good luck. And we'll see you at the video store, folks. Until next time, see you all later.